get to talk to him last week because he blew his voice out screaming and cheering for the Dallas Cowboys. NFL Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin joins us, and Steve DiAssi in the house with us as well. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. My voice is back, man. I can even yell.
No, not yet.
Right. Save it.
Let's get
so long since I could yell, man. I'm telling you, it just felt like for so long there's been like only a little bit of air that get through my pipes, and my pipes, I felt defamed, like everybody has taken all of my power away, and I couldn't do anything or say anything. And I was hating the fact that we were coming up on the playoffs, and I can't even really express myself, but I'm back, right in time, perfect timing, I'm healed.
All right, let's get the stupid question out of the way right off the bat. Do you think the Cowboys have a chance this weekend?
I think, honestly, everybody has a chance to win this Super Bowl. Everybody that's left in the playoffs, which makes a great playoffs for everybody, for all of us. Each game that's being played this weekend, you can see each game going either way. You know, and I don't think, I mean, each game you can see them going either way. Any one of those teams can win. And that's what makes it interesting, because everybody's going to tune in, since everybody believes that the parity that the NFL has been working for and trying to get has arrived.
What do you think is going to be the most important thing for the Patriots to do on Sunday to beat the Chargers?
I honestly believe, and I'm going to talk about this on Sunday, you got to have a visit to yesterday to win tomorrow, today and tomorrow. And the visit to yesterday has to come from Gronk. Gronk has to visit his old self and bring it to the game, because you'll need that one pinnacle person, a person that we say we're going to build everything off of and we're going to make everything around him, because, you know, of course, Josh Gordon is gone. And it'll be hard. It'll be hard to just run Sony Michel and run, and run your way to the Super Bowl. So Gronk is going to have to recapture days of old to get you guys to this new day.
Do you think he can, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. You know, see, listen, man, you know, we get in these playoffs, and it's a finite time. Mm-hmm. When you go through a long season, it seems like it's infinite time. And, you know, week three comes around, and say, man, it's only week three. You got a long time, and your body's hurting. You got a grudge through all of that, week four, week five, week six. Right now, you got 3 weeks. That's it. You got 3 weeks. You can put your body through whatever you got to put it through for 3 weeks. I promise you, Kimmy Johnson used to have a meeting and tell us all, I don't care. We got 3 weeks left in this season. Each one of us should be willing to hang by our kimono, moon noodles, for the next 3 weeks to do what we got to do to win this Super Bowl. And for 3 weeks, you can get anything out of your body, knowing in 3 weeks I'll get 3 months rest.
There's been a lot of talk in these parts about the play of Tom Brady, whose numbers are down from last year when he had an MVP season, when quarterback numbers in general are up all around the NFL. Do you think that Tom Brady is still the Tom Brady that everybody knows and fears?
I still think Tom Brady is still Tom Brady. You know what I mean? But now, what I do believe, and we talked about this earlier, is that what we're seeing around, it has changed. It's not necessarily that he's changed, but what we're seeing around him has changed. Now you're seeing explosiveness out of other people and other teams and other teams that you guys got to play, that New England has to play to get to the promised land. Before, you didn't see that. The only really problem you had was Pittsburgh, maybe. You had to deal with Pittsburgh and everything. You had to deal with Pittsburgh. But now Kansas City's in there. San Diego's playing well. So this puts a whole different thing on it. But I do still believe that he is still him, but it is a tougher road now.
Now, as a show, we put our heads together. We came up with one bet that we happened to like on the board this weekend. And believe it or not, we came up with the under in the Colts-Chiefs game. Do you think there's a chance that that game could be lower scoring, even though it's two great offenses?
What's the under now?
57. 57 is the number.
Let me give a qualifier here. I'm not into anything about gambling.
Right.
Not yet. The NFL, they'll be on that as soon as everything gets legalized. They'll figure all that out.
Then
I guess we'll be on the show talking about +3 or +5. Oh, that's coming. I know that's coming.
Yes.
If you're going there, that is coming. But right now, I'm not abreast of it. So you say the under is 57?
Yeah, the number's 57, and we think it's going to be under that number. Is that what do you think of that?
And the weather is one thing.
Right.
And the weather is one thing. And let me tell you something now. We're doing, and I didn't even mention Indy when I'm talking about what New England has to face. We're talking about best offense right now in the NFL. And I'm willing to say right now, as I look right now, not when we look over what has happened during the season, I'm willing to say it may be Indy. Yeah. That may be Indy. Very few people may say that, but Indy has so many ways to hurt you, and they have a great running game, and that offensive line is great. I could see that being an over.
Because I
just see that being an over 57. 57 really not that many points.
Oh, boy.
27 apiece. That thing's over. You don't think this game's going to be 31-28 or 34-31, something like that? That's all Kansas City has been playing. Go and look down and see how many times. Kansas City, I think, held one team. I was looking at it while I was studying the other day. Kansas City held one team to single digits. That's one team under double digits. One team all year long. I think Indy held about 6-17. So, you know, and they blanked the Cowboys.
But do you think there's any chance, Michael, that Patrick Mahomes, who had 50 touchdowns and will probably be the league MVP, and it's his first playoff game, though. Is there any kind of adjustment period you think there? Could he psych himself out?
Bing, 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 bing. And that's the kicker. And you just saw it happen with Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. And remember how I always say, guys, new levels bring new devils. Every time you step up to a new platform, you're going to have new challenges. And I believe he will have that new challenge. But I think he will adjust. I don't Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, they were a little maybe too narrow and could not make the adjustment mid-game. And I think Mahomes will adjust, just like he adjusted when they played New England. Remember, he missed those first early passes. I thought that was the new levels, hitting new devils, because Tom Brady was on the other sideline. But he adjusted, and they came back, even though they didn't win that game. I think he'll adjust somewhere in this game and still put up points.
Michael, is it just different knowing that I don't think I'd be surprised if there was any matchup in the Super Bowl. I can't remember a year that it seemed this wide open.
Me neither, Steve. That's what's amazing. I mean, anything you can say, I can see that happen. Any combination you bring up, I can see that happening. And then sometimes, you know, we're looking for domination on one side, and we have seen domination this year. But it's been different times with different teams, and I believe that the most important thing is to be dominating now. It wasn't at all the start of the season averaging 37 points a game. No, are you dominating now? What was it like, as Bill Belichick says all the time? Real football season starts after Thanksgiving. What was it like after Thanksgiving for you? That's the team that's dominating, and that's why I say Indy is right up top.
So, Michael, some of these teams that didn't finish near as strong as they started, that you don't think that's a big issue?
I do.
Yeah.
I do think it's an issue. Because, you know, you're going to get in the game, and if they don't have early success, then their mindset will go back to the late season. Man, well, we struggle the late season. If they have early great success, then they may say, we're back on track now. It's the playoff. I told you, it was my fourth part. We're ready. But if they don't, if you can slow them down, when I was over at the complex the other day with the Cowboys, I was telling them, I said, you got to be able to absorb this freshness, because the Rams have sat around last week. You, You got to be able to absorb that freshness early on. And if you can absorb it early on and get big plays early on, then you'll be in a good spot. And that's exactly what's got to happen.
We're talking to NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin. Now, please don't take offense when I say this, Michael, but elite wide receivers have been known to be a bit of a diva at times. Not that you were, but it's been known that is the case. Could Antonio Brown pull that stuff back in and become a productive member of a team again?
Oh, yeah. Listen, here it is. We've seen issues this year, and we've seen what Antonio Brown has done. But let's be real. Antonio Brown's been around a while, long time. And he's put up just things. He's done nothing but put up 100 catch seasons and been the best receiver in the league. They're a whole, I was just watching those movies the other day. You know, they did a marathon on it. London has fallen, or the White House has fallen. You know those movies where it's fallen. Right now, Pittsburgh has fallen. That's all that is. It's just Pittsburgh has fallen. And it's the residual of what happened with Le'Veon Bell. Whenever you get somebody that plays that way within an organization, and an organization looks to him and says, we're not going to take care of you. We're going to take care of him. We'll look at the next man. That's a rippling effect, because now you start questioning your commitment to the organization, because you see the commitment, the organization has no commitment back. And then all of this stuff that Ben Roethlisberger has been saying, there's been something brewing. Why would your quarterback, who has been, you've caught 100 passes the last 6 years with, all of a sudden go on TV or go on a radio show saying, I should have thrown all 4 passes, when the game, let me say this again. When the damn game was on the line, I should have thrown all 4 passes to Juju Smith-Schuster. You almost made me curse. Are you guys joking? Mm-hmm. I did an interview one time with Keyshawn Johnson when he was with the Cowboys, and I asked him, I said, do you believe you're the number one receiver? He said, what do you mean? You know I'm the number one receiver. I said, well, Keyshawn, your team, third and four with the game on the line, 4th and 4 with the game on the line, they threw the ball to somebody else. If that was me, oh, my God, Armageddon is about to happen. I don't care what you say. The game on the line, 3rd and 4, third down and four, and you don't even throw me a pass? Oh, Armageddon's happening. And Ben Roethlisberger is saying I should have gone all 4 to somebody else. I hate to tell you, buddy, we would have had a serious problem. Now, receivers are different creatures, man. Think about it, the dichotomy that rams within our spirit. We're standing out wide all by ourselves independently, but we're very dependent. Hmm. We're out wide, independent, but very dependent. So it's an interesting talent that you got to make sure you know how to manage. And Todd Haley knew how to manage that. Let me give him something early and get him going. And Ben Roethlisberger got Todd Haley out there. So Todd Haley got his support cast. It got Antonio Brown's support cast out. I think they got problems. I tell you what, send him to San Francisco if you want. I guarantee you San Francisco will take him and turn it into something special with Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan at the head coach.
Michael, as it stands right now, there are only 2 black head coaches in the NFL. What does that tell you?
It tells me it's a sad day. You know, you really wish we had more production, first of all, in that area. And I'm talking about from the NFL and giving those opportunities to African-Americans. You fire 5 African-Americans and none are hired. And the only thing you got to sit back and think about, guys, there's certain hires I don't even question. You know, Bruce Arians is a proven head coach. You hire a guy like that, okay. You know, even out in Denver, Vic Fangio, you hire a guy like that, okay. But some of these, the King Bears, all these guys that they were losing where they were. They left the job. They got fired for losing and jump right at this level and get head coaching jobs. And not anything against him. God bless him and good luck with it. But it's something that makes you have to ponder and wonder, how does that go down?
Do you think that some of this is try to find the next McVay in this situation?
Oh, no, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt it's trying to find, you're trying to find the next McVay, which is young guy that really offensive mind and offensive needs. And I subscribe to that. If you have a young quarterback, I subscribe to that. I believe you go get you a young offensive mind that can work with the young quarterback so the quarterback feels that he has control of the team and doesn't have to worry about if I make a bad play here, if I do this, I do that, I may be sat down. I subscribe to that. But are we seeing there are no African Americans in the pipeline? Or when we say we got to go get a young Sean McVay, do we mean skin color too? Or do we mean ability? Someone with that kind of ability, are we saying there are no African Americans with that kind of ability? See, there's two things going on when we say a young Sean McVay. I don't mind getting somebody with that talent, with that ability, and not worry about the covering that he comes in. But when we say it, are we saying we want what's inside and what's outside a young Sean McVay? And if we're saying both, then that's a problem. What's inside and what's outside, that's a problem. If you want what he has inside, I ain't got no issue with that. And that can come packaged in many forms. But if you want what's inside and outside, the same thing, then that's a problem.
Final question before we let you go. Who wins Patriots-Chargers here on Sunday?
I'm still taking the Patriots to win that football game. But I'm telling you, at home, it's going to be the closest fight that they've had. And now, if I'm in the locker room of the Chargers, I will make it the greatest fight that they've ever had because I'm going to tell, I would tell all the guys, listen, man, we got a guy that's been playing a long time, and he deserves all we have all the time on this field all day because he's never played in a Super Bowl. That's most completion, most yards, and all that. For a guy that has never played in the Super Bowl. If we don't do anything, we sacrifice and offer ourselves up for him today. And I will play my ass off for Phillip Rivers. And I will be making sure everybody else in that locker room do the same thing because this opportunity may not come again.
We always appreciate the time. We're glad your voice is back. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Ah!
Great to hear you, Michael.
With you, man. I swear I hope that it will ever help anybody where your voice is gone for a whole month, man. I had to sit around. I got beat down. My wife pushed me around. Everybody just said what they wanted to say. I couldn't even stand up and talk about anything. But I'm back.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
See you.
All right, guys.